Strategy's biggest backers, doubled down on MSTR in Q2 12 of Strategy's 15 largest institutional shareholders increased their positions in the company during the second quarter, according to 13F disclosures compiled and shared by Wu Blockchain on August 19th. The filings, which large money managers submit to the SEC within 45 days of each quarter's end, offer the clearest read yet on how professional investors treated the market's best-known Bitcoin proxy through a volatile stretch. Strategy, the software company formerly known as MicroStrategy, holds one of the largest corporate Bitcoin treasuries in the world. Its stock has become a leveraged way to gain Bitcoin exposure through a regular brokerage account, which is why the composition of its shareholder base is watched closely as a proxy for institutional appetite. The signal in the filings, 13F filings, are backward-looking. They capture positions as of June 30th and say nothing about what those same managers have done since. But they remain one of the few windows into what large regulated investors actually did rather than what they said. The headline here is straightforward. Of the top 15 holders, 12 added shares and only a minority trimmed or held flat. That matters because Q2 was not an easy quarter to keep buying. Bitcoin sold off through parts of the period, and MSTR, which tends to move with more amplitude than the coin itself, felt it. Adding into weakness, rather than selling into it, is the behavior of holders treating the position as a long-term allocation, not a trade to flip on the next bounce. As of August 20, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $69,690, up about 8.5% over the prior 24 hours per CoinMarketCap data. That recovery arrives after the quarter these filings cover, so the buyers who added in Q2 were doing so before the latest leg up, not chasing it. Reading a leveraged Bitcoin proxy strategy's appeal to institutions is also its risk. The company has funded much of its Bitcoin accumulation through convertible debt and equity issuance, which means the stock carries embedded leverage to Bitcoin's price. On the way up, that leverage flatters returns. On the way down, it cuts the other way. And the premium that MSTR trades at relative to the value of its Bitcoin holdings can compress fast. For the institutions in these filings, the calculus is that the structure is worth the volatility. A pension fund or asset manager that cannot custody Bitcoin directly or cannot hold a spot ETF under its mandate can often hold an S&P 500 constituent like MSTR. That regulatory accessibility is a large part of why the proxy trade persists, even as spot Bitcoin ETFs have matured. The same day these 13F numbers circulated, spot Bitcoin ETFs drew $517 million in inflows, and Ether products pulled $189 million, among the biggest single-day figures in months. Read together, the two data points describe institutions leaning into Bitcoin exposure through more than one wrapper at once, both the direct ETF route and the corporate treasury proxy. The read-through for everyday crypto users. Most readers will never file a 13F, but the accumulation pattern shapes the broader market they transact in. When large holders add to a Bitcoin-linked equity through a soft quarter, it signals that the biggest pools of capital view drawdowns as entry points rather than exits, which tends to put a floor under sentiment. For anyone whose crypto is a spending balance rather than a long-term hold, the practical takeaway is different. A rallying Bitcoin price lifts the fiat value of what sits in a wallet. But it also means selling to spend crystallizes gains and, in many jurisdictions, a taxable event. That is one reason stablecoin-denominated cards have drawn users who want to spend without timing the market or triggering a disposal every time they buy coffee. Volatility that rewards a treasury company can complicate a checkout line. There is also a counterparty lesson buried in the structure. Strategy's holders are exposed to the company, not just to Bitcoin. The same distinction runs through the card market, where self-custody options let users spend from wallets they control, while custodial programs hold the balance for them. In both cases, the asset can perform well, while the wrapper around it carries its own risk.